Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. When I was a kid, I loved seeing the Three Stooges throwing pies in the face of innocent civilians. I really didn't know what all that white stuff was on the pies, and it was many years later that I connected that wonderful stuff called meringue with that slapstick confection. But what I want to know, Chef Jerry Pellegrino, is how tough is it to make a good meringue?
You know, I don't think it's tough at all. Again, I think it's one of these things that should be in your toolbox, you know, in the kitchen, and it may take a minute, you know, to master the technique, but not more than a minute. And I think you should do, especially like how often I think do you make something like fresh mayonnaise or hollandaise or Caesar dressing, and you've got to use egg yolks, and then you've got this thing of whites.
Yes, I hate to throw them away.
Of course, they're actually freezable, so don't panic. You can put them in the freezer and save the whites. But if you've got a minute, you can make meringue.
Okay, tell me how to do it.
The first, you know, what we're going to do is whip these egg whites until they have, you know, soft peaks. But the crucial thing is there can be no trace of yolk, like zero. It has to be the purest of egg whites. If you had a boo-boo separating eggs, you don't want that in your whites, right?
Okay.
And then it's pretty simple. You throw the whites. I mean, you can do this by hand, but all it is egg whites. We want to adjust the pH a little bit, so the traditional way to do that is cream of tartar.
Right, right.
Which, if you don't know what that is, it's literally a byproduct of the winemaking industry. It's tartaric acid with a fancy name. So all the spice companies buy all the tartaric acid from wine companies, grind it up and put it in a box, and that's cream of tartar. And then if you're making what's traditional French meringue, would be just white sugar, caster sugar. So you beat these guys to a soft peak, and then you continue to beat them, adding the sugar till that you get this beautiful, glossy, very sweet mixture of fluffy egg whites and sugar. Italian meringue is just slightly different. Instead of actually the raw sugar, we make a simple syrup.
Oh, really?
Okay. And you use the hot sugar syrup to whip into the softly whipped egg whites.
It doesn't collapse the egg white?
No, actually, it's quite the opposite. It provides them with more stability.
No kidding.
Italian meringue has a stronger and stiffer feel. It's what is typically, so if we're going to talk about uses, it is what's typically used for something like baked Alaska.
Right, yeah.
You know, or it, because it's stiff enough to pipe onto something and then brulee, right? Like the baked Alaska has that beautiful baked, like that fired outside of the meringue. But French meringue is very typical, and it's used for all sorts of things like lemon meringue pie. It's also traditionally was just baked on its own, Al, into little meringue cookies.
Oh, I've bought those. I've seen them in France, yes.
Or there's this very crazy dish called floating islands.
Yes.
Which is like a lemon meringue soup with fluffy meringue islands scooped on top of them.
Oh my gosh, this sounds tremendous. Jerry, I think we're going to put all this information on the website with all the techniques, and people can try it at home. And
good.
I think they'll enjoy having this in their arsenal.
Yes.
Okay. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by 88.1 WYPR.